Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4304.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd say the person who had the most influence on me was my grandmother. We both have the same interests, mathematics, history, just learning anything we can about the world, and especially travel. Anytime we see each other, we trade stories, and she's been a big influence on me through my life, and pretty much everything I do, I can attribute to her.
What do you aspire to be?
It's pretty simple. I just aspire to be someone that leaves the world better than it was when I came into it. So whatever I can do to make that happen, it's pretty simple.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd say I'm pretty optimistic and energetic. I get pretty excited about things. I get passionate and try and follow causes. I also have a good sense of humor and just try to take things lightly, one day at a time.
What types of things make you happy?
Oh man, just about anything. I suppose traveling makes me the most happy. Just sitting in an airport or taking a bus, meeting new people, hearing stories, experiencing things.
What types of things make you sad?
Ooh, that's tough. I would say probably indifference and, lack of empathy and senseless violence, yeah.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I come from a world with my parents and my grandmother where everyone is kind of treated equally. Growing up, we've always included ourselves in the community and just to be really equal on everyone and not really be judgmental and just be on equal footing with everyone you meet and just learn their stories. That's the world I come from, and that's the world that I hope to teach my kids and the world I project on the people around me is just, everyone live together.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I'd say optimism tends to be the attribute most people find strongest in me. Just whenever anything comes up, I always just find the silver lining and push forward with it. Even if it's a bad story, you always get a story out of it. So,
what do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I'd say courage is one of the most admirable qualities. A lot of people can be indifferent and stand by, but the courage to stand up for what you believe in and more importantly, stand up for others that can't stand up for themselves, I think is an admirable quality.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I'd say my best quality would be being adventurous, just really sticking myself out there, taking risks and seeing what happens. The quality I like least would probably be procrastination. I tend to procrastinate little things, so it's good to jump into things sometimes. But
tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to spend time traveling with my family, going on road trips and especially camping. Keeping things simple. It doesn't have to be skydiving or anything, but just camping and, cooking food, of course, is always a good family pastime with us. But, just trading stories.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Oddly enough, it's actually a video game I got when I was 12 years old, and I don't actually even remember anything about the game, but I remember asking my mom for it, and she said she couldn't get it because money at the time was pretty tight for us, and she said I needed clothing. But I do remember getting the game, and I don't remember anything about the game, but I do remember her face, and I remember the feeling I had when I opened it, so it's something I'll never forget.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Oh, yeah, childhood. We would go hiking a lot, hiking and camping, pretty much anything outdoorsies. I'd hang out with my friends. We built a lot of things. I lived with a couple of MacGyver-type people, so when we get bored, we'd just tinker with things, and we hated doing chores, so we'd build, remote-control lawnmowers and whatnot, so just anything to keep our hands busy.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word would have to be egalitarian, It's a French word meaning equality for all, especially with economics and political spheres. So I like that word because it represents what I, you know, strive to make the world to be. It's an equal place for all.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I'll read anything you put in front of me. Mostly, actually, I read nonfiction. I love learning about history and mathematics, anything technical. But in terms of fiction, I read anything with science fiction or fantasy. And just a lot of, I guess, historical fiction, yeah.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I have to admit here, I don't like sports at all, really. They never piqued my interest at all. So I'll obviously never turn on an invitation, you know, a free ticket to a game and, you know, share some beers with friends. But yeah, for me, it's mostly just hanging out with people and sports are just there.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Ooh, hobbies. I guess same as childhood, just tinkering with things and building things, looking to improve on designs and stuff like that. My biggest hobby or biggest thing I do for fun is definitely traveling. I've been to almost every continent except Antarctica, and just any chance I get, I just go away and meet people, share stories, and live.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told I resemble Thor, specifically the one in the movies, and I forget his name, but yeah, I guess that's the one I most likely resemble. So, this Halloween, I'm dressing up as him, so we'll see how that goes.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Actually, and this sounds corny, I would love to interview Einstein. Not for his intellectual gifts or anything like that, but he was actually a very creative man and believed in the creativity of others and how that would actually advance us as a species. And I would like to interview him about that, you know, and talk with him about creativity and inspiration.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
First experiences, this is actually how I met my girlfriend. We met at a Christmas party and didn't even speak to each other, really, but just eyed each other across the dance floor. And just that experience, just an eye and a small smile, set us up for something great. And yeah, I can imagine never having that first experience.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Oh, let's see. Recently, I was actually in Indonesia, and I took a pretty big risk joining up for a sea turtle conservation on this uninhabited island, and I knew nothing about the program. I just took a boat one day there in the middle of nowhere, and it turned out to be pretty risky because we actually got kicked off the island by the police and quite a bit of government corruption. But in the end, I actually ended up meeting a film crew, and I actually filmed a couple TV shows with a local film crew and tried and brought the corruption to light there. And so it was a pretty big risk for me, especially in the middle there with the police. But everything ended up being good, and the sea turtle conservation program is still going on. So,
of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Oh, right now? Well, it's 7:30 a.m., so sleeping would be near the top of the list. But no, really, I'd love to be at an airport, just hopping on a plane. You know, just pointing to the first destination, throwing a dart, and going there. So,
who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
At this moment, I'd prefer to be with my girlfriend. She's my soulmate, my best friend. We spend all our time together, so I wish I was there with her right now.
What is your approach to life?
My approach is jump in first, ask questions later. You can always figure things out later, but it's good to just get in there now and not overthink things. Just have fun with yourself, have a good sense of humor, and enjoy.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I'd say one of the most difficult times in my life was when my parents got divorced when I was young. It was a tough time for my brother and I, but especially for my brother. So I remember having to be strong for him and taking care of him at the time because my parents were busy doing their own thing. So That was a pretty tricky time going through school and helping my brother out with his schooling. But we both came out of it pretty great, and yeah, we're doing good, so.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I can't say I had a favorite board game. We didn't play too many board games, but I definitely had a card game. My brother and I actually invented on a road trip called Counting Up, and we still play that to this day, and I teach anyone who's willing to learn. So that was definitely our favorite game.
Who is your favorite actor?
I don't know if I have a favorite actor. I appreciate any actors, or most actors. I do have a couple favorite movies. That would be The Fifth Element and Braveheart. I love them both, and the two movies I'll never get tired of watching.
What is your favorite dinner?
Let's see. Favorite dinner would be quiche, homemade quiche with sausage and broccoli. You can't beat that. Yep.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done, I suppose, would be with my friend in Los Angeles. We were we do a lot of volunteer work, and at the time we were working with some homeless people at a shelter. And we realized we never really saw their perspective of how they lived. And so for a full day, we actually became homeless. We lived with a couple, hung out with a couple of homeless people on the streets and talked to people all day and heard stories and really got a good perspective out of that. So it was great just being homeless for a day. It takes a lot of stress out of things.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The absolute first thing I do is feed my girlfriend's cats, because anytime I put them in that bedroom door, they give me those hungry, sad eyes. So that's definitely the first thing I do.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
There's nothing I could really think of that goes on this list. Really, everything I want to do, I do. I try not to let things hold me back, and just push forward. And there's obviously quite a few challenges in life, but I think with enough forethought and determination, you can really do what you put your heart out to.
Why did you choose computer engineering as your career or line of work?
Ever since I was a kid, I've been tinkering with computers. My dad was actually part of the team that created DARPANET, which resulted in the internet. So I've had computers ever since I was young, and I remember tinkering with them, all the way back to Apple. So it's just something that's been part of my life, and I just fell very naturally into it.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Well, I actually, it's not my work itself, but the place I work. Just being able to work with people that work overseas and being able to combine my travel experiences with theirs and to get a good world view of events that are happening around the world is very inspirational to me, and it's by far the most interesting job that I could ever imagine.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
This is actually something I currently have in progress. I would love to go into environmental engineering and actually plan on starting my master's degree in that next year. That's definitely something I want to see myself getting into, is keeping on the technical side of engineering, but really going into more environmental causes and, like I said at the beginning, trying to make the world a little bit better than when I came into it.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, that's always a tough question, especially nowadays. I suppose, obviously I'd be going into some kind of environmental work with engineering. I definitely plan to have a family by then. I'm actually going to propose to my girlfriend next week, so it'll be a good 10 years. And traveling, we both love traveling, so ideally I'd love to be living somewhere kind of fun, maybe Iceland or Australia, but I guess we'll see.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Ooh, a romantic evening. Anything that gets the heart beating, dancing or just walking around the city, seeing a good sunset. Really just anything new, anything we haven't experienced before, or anything that puts a smile on our face. Just keep things fresh.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Really, I look for someone that can be my best friend, someone I can share everything with, even bad news, good news, and not have them judge you, have them just be there for you and be your friend. It's what anyone could ask for, I suppose.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Definitely tell them you love them and be there for them through anything. I've done a lot for my girlfriend, and yeah, we make romantic gestures all the time. I think for our anniversary this year, I actually wrote her a book of stories we had written to each other before we started dating. So just little stuff like that that makes you care for each other.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I'm actually friends with a married couple back home, and they were actually having problems with fertility and conceiving. And so they told me about a donor program they went with there, and they successfully had their first child actually this past year. And so that really inspired me, and they talked about, you know, going through the candidates and everything, and I thought I could put a cause towards that and help out. So,
is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yeah, go out and enjoy life. Be optimistic about things. Don't let things drag you down. Just have a good sense of humor about life. But also be courageous and stand up for what you believe in. Try and make the world a better place.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4304.